Well, we're looking forward to our game with Richmond this Saturday. We play down there at 3:30, and it's on Comcast Sports, New England, Mid-Atlantic, and in the South. So it'll be good. I knew what versus. I don't know what this is. It's hard to know with Comcast. But it's a very big game, obviously, in the country. Number four against number one. And we played them last year when they were number one, and they came into our place, and we were fortunate enough to beat them. I think it'll be a little more difficult down there. From what I can tell, you know, it's basically the same Richmond team that they had last year. Same offense, same defense. Eric Ward is their quarterback, four-year starter, and makes a lot of things happen for their team. He's one of those guys that makes plays on the run, so he kind of drives you crazy a little bit. And you know, we're going to have to work real hard to try to contain him. The defense of Richmond is one of the tops in the country, and I think they give up the least amount of yards in the league. I think it's 60 yards a game, and we lead the league in rushing. So it'll be interesting. I think that'll be a key to the game if we can run the ball against them, because we're not a prolific passing team. And if they stop our running game, then, you know, Whitney's going to have to, you know, do a better job throwing the football. And no one has really stopped us from running the ball, so we'll see. We still have some injuries. We did get Brian Brannigan back, not 100%, but he'll play. Angelo Barbaro will play, not 100%. And I don't think we're going to get Marquise Kirkland. He didn't practice yesterday. Still got a high ankle sprain. He's starting linebacker, and I don't think he's going to play. So we're going to play without him. But the game has great implications because it's probably for the league championship. And I think the team that wins this game, especially if we would be able to win the game, have an opportunity to maybe get a home game in the playoffs or maybe be seeded one of the top four seeds, you know, if you could run the table. So you really shouldn't look that way. But, you know, with three games to go, you kind of take a look at what your chances are in the long run. I mean, we could still be struggling for a playoff spot because we're only 7-1. But this game is, you know, everything that I would want, you know, in a career game. I think it's one of the more important games in my stay at Villanova because of the implications. And last year, you know, when you miss a championship by 4.5 seconds, you come back, you know, really hungry to see if your program can get what you need to get to win a championship. And so obviously you need to go on the road and beat the number one team in their house. And that's a pretty tough assignment, but that's the one we have. But our teams are pretty upbeat. We're looking forward to this classic game. We always play well against Richmond, and we're going to travel down Thursday night. We'll have our legs. And so I'm not worried about the trip as much as I would if I left on Friday. And we're looking forward to it.
How much playing three number one teams last year, every game you're going down to the end, how much does that help this group? Because you basically have your same team too.
Yeah, it helps a lot. I think because your team is not fazed by anybody on the schedule. Really. I mean, I thought the toughest team we would play all year would be Temple. And that's proven to be that, you know, given what the success that they've had, we came away saying they were the best defense we saw. They had the best offensive line, the best skill people, the best special teams people. The speed of which they play puts you at the very top level of 1AA for sure. And, you know, then when you come through some of the tough games that we've had to come through, so when you play Richmond and they're number one and they've won 17 games in a row and they have points for the FCS and all that kind of stuff, it's just another war in the CAA, really. So for us, big game, another big game. So I think it's helped us, you know, with the schedule we played in the last couple of years.
You get the sense, Dave, been looking forward to this because you beat them last year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, that they, you know, we sort of burst their bubble a little bit. I mean, really, if you think about Richmond last year, they came in as the number one team, and they lost two games. They lost three games. They were the third team in our league behind us and JMU. It was JMU, us, and them. And then they went on and won the national championship with an 8-3 team. So, you know, I think they, you know, they certainly remember the game. I mean, it was a great game. And this one, you know, I'd pay to watch this one.